Good evening, Australia. This is Paige Estrittori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, providing all your personal and business insurance needs. Our first stop this week sees an alarming surge in collision risks for Australia's transport sector. This increase has led to a notable hike in motor claims, bringing forth a shift towards more advanced insurance solutions and proactive risk management. Regulatory bodies, like the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator, are witnessing a spike in claims, which is bringing about stricter oversight and, in some cases, potential penalties under the heavy vehicle national law. Fleet operators are starting to adopt usage-based insurance. This innovative solution uses telematics, a methodology that involves monitoring driving behaviors, rewarding safe practice, and reducing premiums. These data insights are making waves among larger firms who are exploring captive insurance to maintain their stability while enhancing safety and operational efficiency. On a related note, a notable legal precedent has been set by an Aussie taxi driver who battled against a late reporting excess on a crash claim. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, in a landmark decision, ruled against such an excess fee of $2,500 that was levied by Taxi Care Club. Crucial takeaway here for every Australian: discretionary fees should reflect fair outcomes. This decision may nudge insurers to revisit their policy books, driving them towards more consumer-friendly practices. Now, let's take a moment to celebrate excellence in the transport industry. The Australian Trucking Association has recently announced the recipients of the 2025 National Trucking Industry Awards. Mark Tobin's leadership earned him an Outstanding Contribution Award, while Brad Train won the National Professional Driver of the Year for his notable safety practices. The Woman of the Hour, Anne Lopez, was celebrated as the Trucking Industry Woman of the Year for leading diversity efforts, and a big applause for all the other award recipients who have shown exemplary dedication and contribution to the sector. Finally, addressing the increased collision risks once again, the transport sector is being urged to embrace advanced insurance practices by adopting usage-based insurance, mitigating high-risk situations, and improving overall safety. This step could be a bright beacon guiding our fleet operators to navigate the challenging waters of Australia's dynamic transport landscape. That wraps up this week's news. For more updates and advice on all your insurance needs, visit our website at www.financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe, folks, and remember to drive with diligence. This is Paige Estrittori, Financial Services Online, signing off for now.